commentator Ron Wolk approves of robot wars and of playing sports and reading for pleasure and, well, just about every other way of passing the hours after school, every way except homework.
I've always hated homework, as a student, as a father, and as a grandfather. I've watched my grandchildren stagger into the house under the weight of bulging backpacks that would make an orthopedist wince. They bring home assignments from three or four teachers that they could complete by bedtime if they really buckled down. Of course, having just been released from school, they don't want to buckle down, so they try to make themselves scarce. Eventually, however, the inevitable question comes up. Parent, do you have any homework? Kid, is the Pope Catholic? Parent, better get to it. Kid, in a minute. And thus begins a verbal tennis match that will go on for an hour or more, with both parents and kids becoming more frustrated and more contentious. Occasionally, things take a turn for the better when a kid tells a parent that he just can't figure out the answer to the math problem, or that she just doesn't understand the history assignment. The parent offers to help, even though there is virtually no chance that he or she will be able to recall from the dim corners of the mind arcane knowledge that has long since slipped away from lack of use. Soon parents can be heard muttering, "This assignment just doesn't make sense," or "This problem is just too hard for a seventh grader," or "Why in God's name would they make you learn this?" At that point, parent and student can become virtual allies. A lot of the homework I've seen my grandchildren doing is busy work, filling out math worksheets and blank maps, memorizing dates, copying an encyclopedia entry in longhand. Indeed, one grandson's teacher told his mother that homework counts heavily toward the semester's grade, but she doesn't check it for accuracy. She simply verifies that they have done it. Teachers surely have enough to do without having to spend their evenings checking the homework of the 60 to 120 students they teach every day. But then, why even assign it? I can imagine homework that might actually be helpful and constructive if teachers collaborated to assign one interdisciplinary project each semester that required students to do research, use their minds, and budget their time. Maybe kids would even learn something in the process. But we run schools as though their primary purpose is to make sure that kids accumulate an endless supply of unconnected information. Homework notwithstanding, there will never be enough time in the day to complete that foolish task.
Ron Wolk is the founding editor of Education Week. He's now retired and lives in Rhode Island.